All right, guys. Here we are on a Friday. The end of another week. Planet Earth is still spinning. George Bush has not blown us off the map yet. I can't believe it. We survived another week. All right, guys. Welcome to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. I'll be with you for the next 2 hours, whether you like it or not. Just a couple announcements. As always, today I want to mention this first. This is our pledge drive today here at RBN. We're asking our listeners to give their support so we can continue with the programming here on the network, help out with our expenses. And you can do that either by going to the website, republicbroadcasting.org. There's a PayPal method there you can use to give donations. You can call in at 800-724-2719. Again, 800-724-2719, and make your pledge that way. Or you can simply write to RBN Office. That's 1015 South Mays. That's M-A-Y-S, Suite 100 in Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Again, that's RBN Office, 1015 South Mays, M-A-Y-S, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can make those checks payable to me. No, seriously, folks, we appreciate all the help you can give. RBN needs your support in order to continue giving you this great programming, exposing the lies, revealing the truth. Also, I want to mention the Truth Hurts website. You can go there and participate. We've got some neat blogs you can contribute to. You can go to NoWW. It's just http://. Truth Hurts, and that's spelled H-E-R-T-Z, truthhurts.com. There's also a MySpace, which is myspace.com/truthhurtsradio. And you'll see the email address there, which is truthhurtsradio@aol.com. If anybody has any comments, positive or negative, whichever, any suggestions, if you've got some ideas for guests you'd like to have us have on, you can write in, email in, and let us know. Especially if you have actual contact information, emails, phone numbers, whatever, that'd be appreciated. Speaking of guests, got an interesting lineup for next week. I might as well let you know now. For Monday, I'm going to be having Steve Wozniak. He, of course, as many of you will probably recognize, is the founder of Apple Computer, along with a whole lot of other things. He's quite the entrepreneur. He's gotten a lot of businesses started over the years. So I'm going to have him on for just a half an hour on Monday. But you'll want to tune in for that. It'll be pretty interesting. Apparently, this is the first time he's ever gone public, at least on radio anyway, as far as I know, with his political views. He's quite the Bush antagonist. He's not a very big Bush fan, let's put it that way. Not only that, but apparently, and I'm going to, you know, we're going to get into this, I'd like to get his take on it, but apparently he's become a 9/11 skeptic in recent months. So we'll be talking about that. Very interesting. I mean, this is, you know, basically another Bill Gates. So you don't want to miss that. When we come back on the other side, I'll tell you about some more of the other guests we've got planned for next week that we have lined up. So you won't want to miss that. So stick with us, guys. We'll be right back after this break.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
On the line here on Truth Hurts Radio. Welcome back. This is your host, Charlie Giuliani. As I was saying before the break, got some interesting guests lined up for next week. We've got, as I mentioned, Steve Wozniak on Monday. He'll just be with us for half an hour, but very interested to hear his political leanings, hear about what he's discovered with 9/11. Like I said, this is apparently the first time he's ever come forward publicly with this, so this should be pretty interesting. Then on Tuesday, many of you will recognize this name, Tex Mars. I've been a fan of his for years, read quite a few of his books. I can't even tell you how many books he's come out with. I just know I've got about probably half a dozen anyway. The guy is just a walking encyclopedia when it comes to the New World Order and occultism and Freemasonry and Zionism, the whole nine yards. In fact, probably for the most part, that's what we'll be talking about on Tuesday. He's got a new book. I'm trying to remember the name of it now. Synagogue of Satan, I think is the name of it. Yeah, about Zionism. So this will be pretty interesting. You guys don't want to miss out on that. And one of the advantages of being a talk show host, I got offered a free copy of his book. So I was planning on ordering it too, and They offered me a complimentary coffee, so I didn't have the heart to turn that down. Wednesday, let's see, who do I got? Jim Mars. Jim Mars will be with us, looks like, for the whole 2 hours. I think Tex is just going to be with us, yeah, for the second hour on Tuesday. But then Wednesday, both hours, we're going to have Jim Mars. Thursday, I'm not sure yet, tentative. I might be having Phelps, the guy that wrote Vatican Assassins. That should be interesting. If not Thursday, the following week, but I might be having him on Thursday. And then Friday, Jim Fetzer, good old friend of mine. He's gracious enough to come back again. Well, I haven't had him on this show. I've interviewed him on other shows in the past. The poor guy, I must have interviewed him about 15 times already. I've been relentlessly harassing this poor guy. But he'll be coming on talking about the Kennedy assassination, as well as being a big mover and shaker in the 9/11 truth movement. He's also, and has been for a long time now, a big mover and shaker in the exposing the Kennedy assassination fiasco and the government's involvement in that. He's actually written about 4 books on the subject. Murder in Dealey Plaza is one in particular that comes to mind, book I have, very well written. So, yeah, we'll be talking about that. He'll be with us the full 2 hours, so you don't want to miss that. A reminder, we're offering Freedom to Fascism here at RBN, Aaron Russo's landmark DVD. Somebody you want to keep in your thoughts and prayers, by the way. As many of you know, he's in the hospital. He's not doing too good. He's got cancer, which is really sad. But anyway, we're offering his DVD, excellent DVD, exposing the New World Order crime syndicate, especially the Federal Reserve aspect of it and the graduating income tax, which he covers quite well on that DVD. That's, again, $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling. You can get that by going to republicbroadcasting.org or by calling 800-724-2719. Again, that's 800-724-2719. And finally, the last announcement I want to make, you can, as I mentioned in previous broadcasts, you can order my 2 books, The New World Disorder and Piercing the Fog of 9/11. You can get them together on a CD for $10. Or if you want to order the printed copies, a little bit more expensive until I can get some bulk orders coming in and get the price down. Right now I'm offering them at $30 a piece, and that includes shipping. The $10 cost for the CD includes shipping as well. And you can order those from me directly, Charles Giuliani, at 39 Fruit Street, Milford, Mass., 01757. Again, that's 39 Fruit Street, F-R-U-I-T, in Milford, M-I-L-F-O-R-D, Massachusetts, 01757. All right, now that we get the announcements out of the way, just a reminder, those who want to call in, going to be covering some interesting news items from over the past week and a half or so. I've been wanting to catch up. So much stuff going on. I just haven't had a chance with all the guests and the call-ins. But if you do want to join us, anything you hear that I'll be discussing, you want to comment on, you can call in live at 800-313-9443. Again, that's 800-313-9443. Before I get into the news, just wanted to share this interesting rewording of America the Beautiful that I did. In fact, this is posted on our website, truthhurts.com. So if anybody wants to get the printed version of this, you can go there. I posted it last night. America, I'm going to suggest, actually, that they fix this in all the music books, fix the wording. I think it's high time we do that. The original words to that song hold no more meaning. So I think now this should be officially change the words and change the title from America the Beautiful to America the Pitiful. And here's the new lyrics. So pitiful, so contrawise, men's hopes no more remain. You've lost your former majesty. You did it all for gain. America, America, you've cast God's grace from thee, robbing all you could from men's livelihood, from sea to shining sea. And I think we ought to change the wording of the phrase, land of the free and home of the brave, to land of the fee and home of the slave. Just a thought. Maybe you can call in and let me know if you agree with me or not, but I think we need to make a few adjustments here, especially since the illegitimate Bush regime has stolen office through two rigged elections now. How wonderful. All right. As far as news goes, here's the number one top story. Very important news item. Ron Paul has been banned by the GOP from participating in South Carolina's May 15th debate. So if you want to take some action and let them know how disgusted you are over this and that you're insisting that this policy be changed, because he's the only candidate out there really that's worth our attention and our support. You know, you think it's an accident? They're boycotting them? Well, insist that this cease immediately. This is just absolutely disgusting, folks, what's going on here. So the person to contact, the South Carolina GOP office, you want to ask to speak to Rob Godfrey, G-O-D-F-R-E-Y, and you want to call 803-988-8440. Call him and let him know you're disgusted and that you're insisting that Ron Paul be allowed. As a matter of fact, he should be the only person allowed. Bounce out all the other hucksters. Again, that phone number is 803-988-8440. Ask to speak with Bob Godfrey. Also, Hogan Gridley is another person. Maybe if you can't get through after talking to Godfrey, call back again. Be obnoxious and ask for Hogan Gridley. You know, if you feel funny about doing that, change your voice.
You know, maybe you can say you're Kermit the Frog or something. And
anyway, ask to speak to Hogan Gridley. Again, the same number, 803-988-8440. I hope, folks, you're going to do this. I haven't actually done it myself yet. I'm going to be doing it after the show. Definitely make your opinion known that you not only don't support this, but you're pretty disgusted with this. This guy, once again, is the only candidate that is not sold out to big money interests. He refuses to take contributions from the lobbyists. He's not going along with the left-right paradigm baloney or the Republican-Democrat baloney. This is a man who stands for real issues and issues that affect us as citizens. Aside from, without any regard for corporate interests. All right, guys, we got a call already on the phone. Michael in Texas. Mike, welcome to the show.
Charles, how you doing? Charles.
Yeah.
Yeah, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Hey, listen, I just heard your report, and I'm running interference to protect you. We have already lambasted that report that you put out. We slammed Fox with emails, thousands of them, and they have retracted
awesome.
It, and they're letting him participate in the debates.
Oh, they have retracted?
Yes.
Oh, as of what, this morning? Or
no, as of yesterday.
Oh, you're kidding. I didn't even know that. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
We already won that battle. But for your listeners, I want to point out on the hate crimes legislation, and I'm sure you know that Bush is threatening to veto the hate crimes legislation, but we don't want to give up yet. Okay, we've got two torpedoes in the ship, and we want to just strafe them to sink it. And I would ask your listeners, Charles, to get on the phone, and I'm going to give you a number, or I'm going to give them a number to call that they can thank the President Bush for promising to veto the hate crime bill. And that number is 202-456-1111. Just get on the phone and just lambaste the White House thanking George Bush as much as you have to gag to do it. Okay, and sink that hate crimes bill. And Charles, thank you much. You're doing a great show. Okay?
All right. Thank you, man.
You bet. Bye.
Well, there you go. I'm glad. Well, even if a few people called in as a result of me giving that number, that's fine. Let them keep them on their toes. Let them know that they're not going to get away with this kind of garbage anymore. All right, folks. Be right back with some more eye-popping headlines here after the break.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
George Bush blocks the hate crimes bill. Could it be that we just had a full moon the other night? What's up with that? I don't believe it. I can't even begin to imagine what lies behind that. Is he trying to face save? He realizes now his approval ratings are down in the 0.05 percentage bracket? I don't know, man. That blows me away. Anyway, that is some welcome news, some good news in the midst of all the other garbage that's going on. Anybody has any theories on that, I'd like to hear from you. I can't even come up with one right now. I'll have to think about that one later. Why would he block the hate crimes bill? I have no idea. I can't imagine any of his little Wall Street buddies pushing him to do that. Maybe he forgot his medications. That's probably what it is. I'm sure after he takes his psychotropics this afternoon, he'll come to his senses and realize the big mistake he's made, and he'll reverse his decision because he's the decider. That is weird. I'm at a total loss to figure that one out. By the way, he is on major psychotropic meds. There was several articles in Capitol Hill Blue. I remember back in August of 2004, they were quoting from White House aides coming forward and saying how fed up they were. You know, they wanted to look for work elsewhere. They wanted to leave the White House because it was just too stressful. Every time they would question anything that Bush said, he'd just blow up on them. You know, he'd go from quoting from the Bible one minute to breaking off into a fit of raging cussing and accusing them of being unpatriotic and un-American. So they established this little code system in the White House. They would email each other back and forth and act like they were talking about the weather. You know, if there was a cold front coming in, that meant don't say anything. The president is in a bad mood. Don't upset him. You know, if there was a warm front coming in, then that meant, you know, things were a little more relaxed that day. I mean, that's how bad it was. And they said, again, they were looking for work elsewhere because it was just too stressful. Well, and then they went on to talk about how, you know, Bush was on major psychotropic meds. They said they even interviewed the White House physician who prescribed the medications, which I don't know how that can be because technically I guess that's supposed to be confidential information, but that's what they said anyway. But you try to access those articles now, and they've been taken down. And all you get is a message saying, we apologize, but these articles have been removed because they contained false information. Well, you got to wonder, how false could it be when, you know, they said about 10 White House aides had come forward and confided stuff in them. So whatever. But many other people have confirmed that he is on major psychotropic meds. Well, just look at the guy, the little beady-eyed twerp. I mean, he's obviously on something. Anyway, moving on to some other interesting developments in the news here. 43% of Iraqis live in absolute poverty, says a new government report. Hey, well, another thing to thank George about when you call him. Hey, you got to admit, the guy's doing a great job. His aim was to make Iraq like America. And look at that, huh? 43%. They're almost up to our percentage now. Give them a few more weeks, months. Pretty soon they'll be catching up to us. 43% of Iraqis live in absolute poverty. Wow, George, you're doing a great job, I'm telling you. You know, they got our rigged elections over there. Massive increase of poverty. Son of a gun. The only thing they need now is wide-open borders. And they'll be all set. Excellent. Great job. I wonder if their jobs are going over to China and in India.
Yeah, we like George Bush very much over here. Thank you very much. All the jobs we're getting, very kind of you Americans to send him over. Thank you, George. I don't know why you don't like George. We love him here.
Anyway, let's see. What else we got here? Foreclosures surge on mortgage woes. Yeah. All right. See? I told you. See? Things are going great over here. Ah, those Iraqis, they must be so grateful to us, I tell you. Then we got the Charlotte Observer reported yesterday. Depressive or depression drugs. Yeah, it's depressive, all right. Depression drugs raise suicide fears. You know how many articles I've seen like this over the past few weeks, months? It's unbelievable. So many connections have been made. So many studies have been made making these connections. Antidepressants, far from curing depression or treating depression, are increasing depression so much that they're leading people to become suicidal. In fact, one study showed that specifically young adults between the ages of 18 and 25 seem, for whatever reason, to be most susceptible to this. And that's one of the highest age groups that are on these medications. So maybe that's why we have that connection. But anyway, there's been a shocking increase of suicide rates related to these drugs. Well, as many of you probably know, it turns out, the shooters at Columbine, and now, of course, our little buddy there at Virginia Tech a couple weeks ago, Cho, all of these guys, as it turns out, are on psychotropic medications. So don't you just want to get on some of those yourself? Oh, I don't know. You know, I'm not advocating marijuana use here, but isn't it incredible that they got that illegalized, and yet these legal drugs are far more deadly? What a joke. It's unbelievable. So anyway, support your favorite pharmaceutical fascist company and get your kids on these drugs, guys. Come on, you want to keep helping their stock prices to go up. Give these guys a break, will you? We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Hi. Are you depressed? If so, let me encourage you to take Prozac. Ever since I started taking Prozac, I have never been depressed. Call Eli Lilly today and get your subscription to Prozac. Thank you.
All right, guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. And we're continuing with some crazy headlines here. Actually, this is pretty good, too. This is very interesting. I just saw this morning. I guess it came out late last night. The Raw Story reports. Here's the headline. Potential terror jurors cite 9/11 doubts. This is the potential Padilla jurors. And the article opens with this statement. Many potential jurors in the Jose Padilla terrorism support case say that they aren't sure who directed the September 11, 2001 attacks because they don't trust reporters or the federal government. You know, these guys must be in need of some tinfoil hats. you got to be kidding me, man. This is great. I love it. They're expressing severe skepticism about the official 9/11 story. They don't know who's behind it. I can't imagine why. I mean, you know, we got those Bin Laden confession tapes there, right? The Bin Laden with the short, stubby nose, anyways. and the one who signs documents with his right hand. He confessed. The original Bin Laden with with the long, slender nose, who signs documents with his left hand, hasn't confessed yet, and isn't probably likely to do so unless they can conjure his spirit up with a nice Ouija board or something, because, of course, he's dead. But the new Bin Laden, the new and improved Bin Laden, who works out of Langley, he has confessed. So I don't know why these guys aren't convinced that he did it, you know. I don't understand the paranoia of these people that just cannot accept the official story, especially when the Bush administration tells us so. I am still waiting, though, for that documentation. I mean, we have the videos. Apparently those videos, confession tapes there, aren't good enough for the FBI because, of course, to this day they don't list 9/11 as one of the crimes that Bin Laden is wanted for. I don't know what's their problem, but in any case, those videos are good enough for me. I hope they're good enough for you. Why all this skepticism? I don't know, folks. Let's hope these people smarten up here. They held Padilla, think about it, for what, 4 years? No charges, no legal representation. And keep in mind, he's an American citizen. Regardless what you might think of Padilla, it doesn't really matter. He is an American citizen. He is entitled to constitutional rights and protections. And yet, again, they never charged him formally with anything. In fact, the initial reason that they were holding him was because of the so-called dirty bomb plot thing. And naturally, there was no evidence of that because they made the whole thing up. So after holding him for several years, then they changed the reason. Again, not a charge, but the reason they were holding him now is they said, well, he was conspiring to kill lots of people around the world in some kind of terrorist activity. Yeah, yeah, that's it. Even the judge laughed and said, this is ridiculous. What kind of vague charge is that? But yeah, they still got him. They're still going to bring him on trial for a vague charge or a vague claim, I guess. To this day, I don't think he's ever been formally charged with anything. It's unbelievable. And again, why there isn't a massive outcry for something to be done about this, why people are sitting back and letting this happen, because what threatens Mr. Padilla's rights threaten all of our rights. I don't know. I just don't get why the American public is so apathetic. Maybe
they're on Prozac, too. That could have something to do with it.
I mean, after all, we got, what, one-third of all adults on that that mind-brain toxin? Well, no wonder Bush passed the New Freedom Initiative. He wants everybody to be doped up like he is, I guess. Misery loves company, as they say. New Freedom Initiative, working to make the world a better place for Eli Lilly. And for the Pentagon, too, for that matter, because, the more kids they get on these drugs, the better chance they're going to get them into the military meat grinder once they graduate. They won't have the mental wherewithal to know they're getting suckered into another phony oil-grabbing war. Anyway, but this is good news. The potential jurors say that they don't have any, they don't know who did it. You know, Bush did say shortly after 9/11, we don't need evidence, we know he's guilty. But then after pressure, he did say, well, we got tons of evidence and we're going to release it soon. Well, I guess soon is a relative term. Because here we are going on, what, 6 years almost later. There's no evidence. And again, the FBI obviously recognizes that. They don't have Bin Laden listed as being guilty for 9/11. Think about it. Go to their 10 most wanted terrorist list, click on Bin Laden's name, the page opens up with his rap sheet, and you will not find to this day 9/11 listed there. That's unbelievable. In fact, an FBI spokesperson, as many of you probably know, back in June last year, was asked, this was covered in several papers, one of them was the Ithaca Journal. I think he was actually giving a talk right there at Cornell, this FBI spokesperson. And he was asked, how come you don't list 9/11 on your webpage as one of the crimes Bin Laden is wanted for? And he responded, well, because we don't have hard evidence to connect him with that crime. In the 9/11 was an inside job room on peltalk.com. I was bringing this up recently. And I mentioned how the FBI said they don't have credible evidence. And I misquoted. The word is actually hard evidence. Well, wouldn't you know, a neocon gets up on the mic and says, you're lying!
The FBI didn't say they don't have credible evidence. They said they don't have hard evidence.
Oh, give me a break. You see how sleazy these people are? You use a different word, but it doesn't matter because it means the same flippin' thing, and they try to make it out like, yeah, see, you don't know what you're talking about. You misquoted them. Oh, shut up. These people, I just want to slap them upside the head. Bunch of trash. Don't think for one moment, not one solitary moment, when you deal with a neocon at this point, that they don't know what they're talking about. I mean, that they don't know that 9/11 was an inside job, folks. They know. All right? I'm telling you right now. I've dealt with these people long enough. They're not ignorant. It's not a matter of sharing the facts with them and waking them up. You're not going to wake them up. They're already woken up. They know 9/11 was an inside job every bit as much as you do. They have no intention of agreeing with you or letting others agree with you. Their intent is to defend Gluteus Maximus so that their stock portfolio continues to flourish. That's it. That's the bottom line. As much as I hate to compliment these people, they're not that stupid. In fact, when you talk to them, you realize they've studied into this quite a bit. They know the problems that exist with the official story, and they're just basically reading off of a script sheet when they defend it. Because they give the same old crap lies that they themselves don't even believe. This is ridiculous. You know, we had David Ray Griffin on yesterday, and we're talking about the NIST report, what a scam that is. I'm going to spend a whole show sometime going over that report and pointing out all the ridiculous, heinous, scandalous statements in there. Scientific report? What is that thing, like 10,000 pages long? Produced by all of these credentialed scientists, prestigious scientists from around the country. They're all a bunch of fraud artists. Scam artists. They're liars. There isn't a hint of truth to anything in that entire document. Anyway, they say that there's no evidence of explosives having been used. But then they turn around and admit later on that they never tested any of the steel from Ground Zero to see if, in fact, there was residue on the metal. You gotta be kidding me. Anyway, all right, I got somebody from Skype sending me PMs. If you're listening in, please don't do that when I'm on the air. All right, let me go to the next interesting news item we got here. But once again, I got to say, that is welcome news, very good news. People are coming out. I imagine they're going to get rid of those guys now and pick a whole new set of jurors. They're going to screen them and ask them, are you supporters of George Bush? Let's see. George Washington blog reported this last night. Psychiatrists and psychologists state that the government's 9/11 story is crazy. Yeah. And, guys, you got to check that article out. Go to George Washington blog and look at the list. It's huge. Huge. In fact, I'm going to go back to it later. I just glanced through it really quick, but this I didn't even count. There's got to be several dozen well-known names, too, from around the country. Psychologists and psychiatrists saying that the official story is crazy and that basically you got to be crazy to believe it. And here's the neocon trash telling us that we're crazy. The tinfoil hat crowd. The I saw Elvis last night crowd. The UFO crowd that question the official story. No, these big-name psychologists and psychiatrists are saying that the official story itself is crazy. And again, that you're crazy to believe it. So there you go. I think Georgie boy, if he ever has any aspirations of trying to say that, diagnose you as having mental illness, if you say 9/11 is an inside job, he's going to have a hard time finding, he's going to have to get people with fake credentials, I think, to diagnose you as having mental illness. Anyway, moving on here to the next news item. And I want to check here to see if we got any callers coming in? Nope, no callers yet. Once again, guys, if you want to call in, any comments, questions, gripes, complaints, you name it. I'd like to hear from a neocon. Any neocons out there who want to defend their beloved Emperor Gluteus Maximus, who stole two elections on us and has been raping and pillaging our economy and destroying our constitution and lying us into wars and sending our troops over to breed depleted uranium and raped and pillaged New Orleans by giving unbid contracts to Halliburton, you know, all that fun stuff. I'd love to hear from you. Call in and let's see you say something in favor of this guy. Well, you know, actually, I'll give you one thing, this blocking this hate crimes bill. I think that's the first thing he's done yet, although give him time, he's probably going to screw that up, too. But call in, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Can you believe there's actually something this guy has done that we can be happy about? Again, I'm very skeptical. I'm not getting too excited yet. There's got to be some hidden agenda here with this. But I don't know. It's has anybody actually looked that bill over thoroughly yet? Maybe there's something good about it, and that's why he's boycotting it. I just can't believe that that little scoundrel is going to actually block something that's no good. I'm sorry. I'm very skeptical on that one. Yahoo News reported yesterday, tens of thousands urge Olmert to quit over Lebanon war report. Now, this is interesting. I want to read a couple excerpts from this article just to show the contrast between what's going on in Israel today and what's going on here, or maybe I should say what's not going on here. The article states, tens of thousands of Israelis called on Prime Minister Ehud Olmert to resign last Thursday in the first mass street protest since a government inquiry blasted his leadership of last year's Lebanon war. Organizers said about 100,000 people, imagine that, 100,000 people, left-wing activists and right-wing settlers among them, filled Tel Aviv's Rabin Square, calling for Olmert to resign in the wake of the report that accused him of serious failure during the 34-day war. Then it goes on, quoting from one of the protesters, "You serve the people. The people don't serve you," the father of a soldier killed in the conflict said. "Olmert quit, Olmert quit," the festive crowd chanted in reply, waving signs and banners calling for early elections. "The people have lost their trust in their government, and everyone in Israel should take to the streets in protest," said Victor Tal, 46, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, my point here is, why aren't we seeing this type of thing, or even anything remotely resembling this in this country? I mean, you've got to be kidding me. That war, as horrific as it was, and as illegal as that invasion was, unwarranted as it was, scandalous as it was, you know, it lasted, what, 34 days? And here's the Iraq war going on now over 4 years. You know, you've got more dead, no matter whose numbers you go by, Bush's phony numbers of 3,000 plus, or the real numbers, which are probably close to 20 or 30,000. Who knows? You know, like everything else, we'll lie to about that, too. Hence, not allowing any cameramen to film the bodies as they're being loaded off the planes. I don't want you to see that the real numbers don't match with the numbers they're giving you. But anyway, you know, 34 years of a phony war in Israel and 100,000 people show up, mass protest, 4+ years of a phony war here, and, you know, people are in a coma, just snoozing away.
Dear, where did I put my Prozac?
Oh, I don't know, man. Apparently Israelis aren't on Prozac, I guess, is the lesson we can learn from this. I mean, how, you know, who are we seeing protest? Oh, there's been a few protests, yeah, here and there. But, I mean, for the most part, it's Cindy Sheehan. Somebody I want to get on this program, by the way. Anybody has any contact info for her, email, phone number, whatever, I'd like to hear from you. TruthHurtsRadio@AOL.com. H-E-R-T-Z is the spelling, of course. TruthHurtsRadio@AOL.com. If you can get any information about contacting Cindy Sheehan, I'd appreciate it. She'd be a very interesting guest to have on here. Anyway, here we go. I love this one. I'm going to spend some time on this headline. FDA to regulate supplements, herbs, and juices as drugs. Yeah. Yeah, you got to love this one. Where do I start with this one? This is unbelievable, guys. I mean, can anybody say scam, fraud? Oh, we know who the FDA is working for now, don't we? I mean, look at this. The big pharmaceutical companies.
And the makers of Prozac.
Obviously recognize that people are turning away from these scam drugs, these neurotoxins, and they're turning to supplements, you know, vitamins, herbs, juices, you know, natural things. And they're losing profits. So here they are lobbying the FDA.
Now, we know the FDA doesn't do that, don't we? Yeah, they don't accept big handouts from the big corporations so they can turn around and pass legislation that favor their interests, regardless of the cost to public health. No, no, no. Just because there's a swinging door between the FDA and these big pharmaceutical companies, that's no reason to be suspicious. Stick with us, guys. We'll be right back talking about this wonderful piece of legislation the FBI is passing on our behalf because they're concerned about our health. Yeah.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. You're on the line. You're on the air here with Charlie Giuliani, going over some interesting news items. Before we get back into that, we got my favorite caller on the line holding here, Rita from Colorado. Welcome, Rita.
Okay,
hey, did you get my plane tickets yet?
I don't know. You know, maybe I could be the late on the line person, just give you like a little cameo. I don't know. But the thing
is, did you get my plane tickets yet? I think I'm going to take my kids, too.
You got to help me get my passport back. That's what this is about. That's why I have to get Colin on here. But you know what? This
Call Al-Qaeda. I think they stole it.
Oh, it could have been. I don't know. But,
they want to pin their next attack on you.
Yeah, it was the same time that my team was in the Super Bowl, Seattle Seahawks, too. I mean, they were really coming after me there. Did you see that?
Hey, did you scare away? Well, I had another caller in the queue here, and he hung up. Did you scare him away? What happened there?
No, I mean, I first of all, you know, I'll make my point. You know, you don't have to keep me around too long. But the thing you were talking about, Bush, you know, trying to figure out this whole hate crime thing. Well, you know, maybe this whole thing is just a way to prop him up. You know, he needed a little bit of boost there. I mean, the Republicrats, which we're all calling them the same party. You know. If they're going to be the same,
but, you know, there's so many other creative ways he could have done that, get his poll ratings up or whatever, just stage another fake Orange Alert or something.
But anyway,
something else real quick, we got a break coming in.
Okay, well, I mean, we got to think about this whole Ted Pike thing, because, I mean, it seems like he always knows what's going to happen before the stuff comes out of committee. It's just like a...
All right, we got to go to break, Rita. If you want to hold on, you can. We'll catch you when we come back from the break.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside